Mike Hyka from the Dallas Morning News joins us. Mike, I know the Dallas fans would much rather have it done before that game, but, man, you couldn't ask for a potential better finish to the season with those two teams meeting up on the last day.
No, and it's, you know, it really is exciting. On the one hand, they've had the opportunity to really kind of push themselves up ahead of Phoenix, who's kind of been struggling with injuries. But at the same point in time, you know, there is something pure to, okay, you want to get in the playoffs, go out there and you win a game in Phoenix. I mean, that's sports right there.
Well, it's interesting, Mike, because, you know, Phoenix has the game in hand. Dallas has the edge in wins if it comes down to that. But being able to decide it on that very last game, that's a buzz for the guys in the game, for the people who get to cover it, and for the fans, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, there's obviously some great storylines too. I mean, Dave Tippett, former Stars coach, and there's a chance Mike Smith, I think, could be in goal, and that's a former Stars goalie. So Mike Ribeiro, Jeff Halpern playing for Phoenix, Ray Whitney playing for the Stars, hopefully by Sunday, and yeah, it could be a really fun game.
Mike, you know, a tough loss last night for Dallas, and every game at this time of year when you're battling for that playoff spot is scrutinized heavily. How did the Stars play last night in your mind?
A lot like they have in pretty much every game. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. They're young, they're fast, and they don't mind taking risks. And because of that, they've been a very inconsistent team. And I think if you go back to the Florida game where they were up 2-0, you know, they should have had that game under control. They kind of frittered it away. They lost. They come back against Nashville. They're, you know, seemingly in control, but then they start to lose their way. Then they get to the shootout, and, you know, they win that in dramatic fashion. Last night, they give up a goal, you know, obviously because of the whole makeup thing. They're already down 1-0. Then they give up another goal, 1:33 in, to get down 2-0. And literally for the next 30 minutes, 40 minutes, looked like they didn't even want to be there. But then as soon as Lindy Ruff pulls the goalie on a power play, you know, 6 minutes or 7 minutes into the third period, they are like a house of fire, and they finish out shooting Columbus 18-2 and darn near tie up the game. So they're just, like I said, they're young, they're fast, they're risky, and you just, every period's an adventure with this team.
You know, the interesting thing, Mike, is that, you know, even with the up and down, the Stars are 6-4 in the last 10. Phoenix has hardly been world beaters, 3-3-4. Update me on the head-to-head series so far between the teams, and if there's a matchup with Phoenix that gives Dallas the biggest problem, what is it?
Season series, I know the Stars have won the last two. I think it's something like maybe 3-1 or 2-1-1. I think there's an overtime loss in there. The matchup to me is that it's simply one of style. I mean, Dave Tippett's teams play very conservative hockey, and what they're waiting for the Stars to do is make a mistake. Well, the Stars happily make mistakes all the time. They're trying to push the puck through the neutral zone. They're trying to create chances. And not just Ben and Sagan. The second line with the Ekin, Garbutt, and Roussel, they want to go, go, go. The third line is come in. It's Horkoff, Vern Fiddler, and Colton Sevior, who was the leading scorer in the AHL when he got called up. And they want to go, go, go. So, you know, here you got three lines just trying to go, 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 go. And then Phoenix is waiting to counterattack. And that's the, you know, that's the whole strategy of the thing, is that you know, Dave coaches a really smart style of hockey, which is, you know, puck, go in, you know, score on your one or two chances, and then sit on a 2-0 lead or 1-0 lead. And, you know, that style, I think, is perfectly matched to the Stars making mistakes. Now, on the other side of it, if the Stars, you know, get on a roll, then they really can get in your end of the ice and put 40 shots on goal in the game. I mean, I think they're fifth or sixth in the league in shots on goal, so they don't have any trouble doing that. So that's what it's going to come down to, I guess, is a team that can impose its will and, you know, which goalie might be able to hold off, you know, long enough. Kari Lettinen, you know, may have to see only 21 shots, but they could be 10 or 12 great shots, you know, whereas Phoenix's goalie, either Greitch or Smith, could face 40 shots, and if one or two or three get through, then that's it. That's church.
Mike, looking at the stats, Tyler Seguin's having a fantastic season, no doubt. How's his all-around game been in your mind? Like, is he as good as the stats say?
Yes. And it's funny, he took a misconduct penalty for mouthing off to the official or you know, hitting the stick against the board just maybe three or four games ago. I think he had six penalty minutes up to then. And, you know, I still think he's a candidate for the Lady Ding of all things. And I know the people in Boston will cringe when they hear that. But I do believe he's been that good. He's played a Brad Richards or a Martin Saint-Louis type of game where he's pretty good defensively. He's not great, but he's pretty good. He doesn't take a lot of penalties. He constantly has the puck. He's constantly attacking with the puck. And he rolls up points. The Stars are not a great power play. So, you know, he's gotten the majority of his points at even strength, and I think he might lead the team in plus-minus. He's up there, I know. Val Nichushkin might be ahead of him. But, I mean, I don't see a whole lot of flaws in this game other than he's not very good at face-off. And I think that's something you can learn. He's played the last, you know, three years as a wing, so this is really his first year taking face-offs in the NHL. So if that's the only flaw the kid has, I think the Stars are pretty happy with him right now.
Mike, enjoy the weekend. I know Stars fans hoping that it does not get down to the final game. Meanwhile, Coyotes fans are definitely hoping it does. So we'll see what happens.
Sounds good. It should be a fun race.